Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. This is not Scott Spears. This is Matthew Morgan. Scott and Marianne are still getting set up. They shall call in here soon, but... yes, so as of currently, we are just waiting for Marianne to get set up. If you haven't heard yet and you were just joining, we are doing last year we did something similar, so if you were listening last year, I guess this will sound familiar to you, but we're doing a Good Friday Easter egg hunt. We are going to an undisclosed location. We'll give you hints and you can, drive around and find us. If you find us, we will have, Easter eggs there. You can pick one of the Easter eggs. In the Easter eggs, there will be two numbers, same numbers, but you will take one of the copies. We will take the other copy, and then the hunt goes on from 10 to 12, and then at the 1 o'clock hour, we will pick. Who wins the prize? I don't know what the prize is, but it's good. I'm sure, but. Yes, so, like I said, similar to last year, but I think it'll be good nonetheless. Last year we had a lot of people show up, more than I expected, honestly. I mean, we were at the Gypsy Queen's grave, which is, it's kind of a random spot. And I honestly don't know how many people know about the Gypsy Queen. I've asked a lot of people about it, and only very few have known about it. And I've taken people to the Gypsy Queen's grave, yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I just think it's cool. I think it's one of those things. And then I tell them the whole story, about how allegedly she's like encased in gold and like standing up or something. I don't know. It's just the whole thing. But also, apparently, she was on display just in downtown Marion after her death. They just like had her on display, which fascinating. I didn't know we could just put dead bodies on display, but we apparently do. Or used to, at least. But yeah. Anyways. So, we are just, waiting. I think a good guess, honestly, would be you could wait until I leave, I guess. But, Scott and Marianne left not long after, Sean, too. I didn't believe Sean is with them, unless Sean's driving separately. Either way, when they call in, that's a pretty good tell. Because they have to get the whole thing set up too. So, take off maybe 5 minutes, and that's a pretty good tell of how far away at least. It'll give you a radius. That'll be good. But up until then, we are just going to be here and I guess, talking until we get the call from, Scott, Mary Ellen, and Sean. But, yeah, so there was the No Kings protest in Marion. I was not able to attend. I was occupied that day. But I heard, event organizers apparently, I've said, close to like 250, I guess, which that's pretty good. I mean, I think that, I heard somebody say closer to 150, but they were only there for an hour, they said. I don't know what time frame they were there, but, they were disappointed by the turnout. I figured, I thought that was a pretty good turnout. It was 40 degrees, I think, outside. That's a little chilly. If it was like 75 degrees, and 150 people, that's pretty good. There are, elections that are won by fewer than that. If all those people voted in, a block, then, that's pretty powerful. 150, that's strong. Maybe not on a national level, I suppose, but on the national level, there were No King protests too. The ones in New York, I think, were entire city blocks. It was crazy. We're getting a call here. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Is this Matt?
Yes.
I can't find the remote to turn my TV down. You see where our favorite... Oh, here it is. You see where our favorite prosecutor got fired?
Yes, I did see that.
I don't know why it didn't happen a long time before, but he's going to put in somebody that's going to do his bidding again. That's what Pam Bondi was doing.
Well, I mean, somebody was telling me that they were glad that Pam Bondi was gone, and I was like, yeah, me too, I guess. But then, you know, I brought up the fact that, you know, he fired Christy Noem, and then the Mark Wayne Mullen that he put in that position.
Oh, God, he's probably going to be worse than she was.
His qualifications are construction, like plumbing, ranching, and like MMA fighting.
Yeah.
So, you know, at least she had some experience in the job.
Yeah, Scott, I'd try to interview her.
Can't get her on the show?
Has he ever tried to get a hold of her?
I don't know who all he's tried to get a hold of, truth be told.
I doubt she wouldn't come on, but...
You never know.
I don't know. I wouldn't even know how Scott might, but... How would you go about getting a hold of her? She ain't there in that office no more.
I don't know. I'm sure you could get a hold of somebody. I guess.
Scott's got his ways. He gets a lot of interviews, although... Most of the interviews, I don't really care to... listen to. You know, a lot of times that person doesn't mean nothing to me, or I don't even know who they are. A lot of times if it's political, you know, and he's got, you know, some people on, especially Mary Ellen, I like those.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what the interviews are about. I like the political interviews, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Okay, well, I just wanted to see if everybody, as many people talked about Pam Bondi on the show earlier?
I think that maybe there was somebody who called in and made a reference to her, but besides that, I don't think so.
Well, a lot of times people don't like to voice their opinion about political stuff here on the radio. I wish more people would.
I just wish more people
speaking out on the radio, you know.
I just wish more people would vote. Honestly, you know, keep your opinions to yourself if you want, but like, you know, show up to vote, please.
Yeah. The voting is more important than maybe voicing your opinion, but I think if, you know, going to that No Kings protest would have been great, you know, if I could have went, but finally did get me a power chair, but now I got to have a way to take it back and forth.
Yeah?
Like to get a handicap van, but oh, most of them are out of my price reach. Those things are awful expensive.
Oh, yeah, I can believe it.
I don't know if I could find a grand or something for it. I'm going to, or maybe make me one of those, what are those things where you make a page and people donate to you?
GoFundMe?
What's it called?
Like GoFundMe or just crowdfunding,
yeah,
in general,
GoFundMe,
I guess.
Yeah, GoFundMe page. Maybe I could get lucky and, you know, get something like that. Cause I don't need to buy a real expensive one, $10,000-$12,000, sometimes you can pick them up for, so, you know, they can go for $100,000 over, you know, brand new.
That's $100,000 is a good chunk of change.
A fairly decent price on them sometimes is if you got a van, you know, you got to find that buyer that wants that van. A lot of people don't want a handicapped van, so... You know, sometimes the used ones, you know, can sell fairly cheap.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll listen to Scott and is getting that set up now?
They should be set up here, you know, within, by 10:30, I would hope.
And then all of you going to take a break and then go out there?
They're gonna call in. I'm gonna be here until they call in, and then after that, I'm going to leave them on and then head to the location.
Oh, okay. And then Scott will be on radio.
Yes.
While you're driving over there.
Yep, Scott and Mary Ellen. And I think Sean will be there too.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you guys later.
Sounds good. Have a good
Bye.
One. Alrighty. Well, yeah. Yes, Pam Bondi did get fired. They haven't, appointed a replacement yet, but I'm not hopeful that it's going to be somebody who's got credential. And even somebody who's got credential, I'm not hopeful in. Like I said, Marco Rubio I didn't think was all that bad until Trump came along, and then J.D. Vance, I think, wasn't all that bad until Trump. Well, he was even not bad when Trump came along. He was calling Trump a fascist and things. Well, I don't know. That's a bit excessive, maybe. But, I don't know. But now, he had previously, said that the war in Iran was a good idea because all the previous presidents were dumb, and Donald Trump's not a dumb president. I don't know. I mean, even if he's not dumb, I don't think all the other presidents were dumb. I mean, I'm sure we've had some who are smarter than others. That's kind of how it works. But, I don't think Trump's up there, honestly. It is what it is, I suppose. I guess we'll find out who gets the job when the time comes and the appointment happens. Like I said, I'm not exactly hopeful. But, yeah, so, that was good. But, like I said, we don't know who's gonna get the job. But nonetheless, we go on. So, it would be nice if more people called in and talked politics, I think. But I like to talk about politics. Most people, generally don't like to talk about politics. A lot of the times, unless you bring politics up to me, like outside of the radio, then I probably am not talking about politics. If you ask me about it, I'll tell you, and then you will have a whole conversation. But I just default to most people not liking to talk about politics. So I guess even I'm in that category to some extent, but I don't know. I would attend the protest, I guess, if I, wasn't busy on the days of the protests. But it seems I've been busy each time. But, yes, so, with that being said, earlier, before here long, Scott and them should call in, and they should be, we should get this thing, rolling. But I don't know how set up the location was for them originally anyways. So I guess we shall see. But I think it'll be good. The president did give a speech on Iran, like we were talking about. I don't really know what he said. I listened to it. I don't think it's comforting in any way. I mean, he said something about the Strait of Hormuz opening back up because that's basically the only way they have to make money. I know that is a big way they have to make money, I think if they open it back up and they are gonna keep getting bombed, then I see no reason for them to open it back up. So, I don't know what difference it makes. Now, I guess, you gotta have money to rebuild, but there's no point to rebuild if you're getting bombed. You gotta just wait, I guess. You can clear rubble, I suppose, that whole thing. But, I don't know. I don't think it's great in general. And I don't think we should, I don't think we should have a ground, ground troops, but we have troops over there already. I actually know somebody, apparently. I did not know they were deployed, but I actually know somebody who's deployed as an embassy guard over, I don't know, over in the Middle East somewhere. So, that's always nice, I guess. I know a couple people, as a matter of fact. Two of them. Yes. So I don't know how that whole thing's gonna play out. Hopefully there's no combat, you know. I don't know. If there is, I don't know if we're gonna get a lot of support from, the IDF. Is that the Israeli army? They're a little preoccupied with, a couple other conflicts. So that's not great. I don't know. Like I said previously, I think that I recall people saying that Hillary Clinton was going to start World War III. This is as close to World War III, I think, as we've gotten. So, we're just moving right along on that. Also, Trump did say that if, you know, should Iran not make a deal or something, come through with a deal, that they were just going to be bombed in, like, 2 weeks a lot, basically. I don't know that that's great either. You know, that's not really how peacemaking works. But, you know, it's interesting. Well, it is past 10:30 now. Maybe they're struggling to get things set up. I wonder what that's about. But, you know, I guess we shall see when they call in at some point. But nonetheless, it's been an interesting day. Yeah. Also in the news recently, I don't know if anybody heard this, the Iranian state media said that a U.S. pilot ejected out of their plane, landed in Iran. The U.S. has not, I guess, responded to this yet. To my understanding, I haven't read the article. It was just one of the things that I have to read. Haven't gotten to it yet. Probably read it after the shows are done this afternoon. But yeah, so the thing does say, the notification does say that no response from the U.S. yet. So I mean, that's no good. I think that, well, hopefully the pilot's alive. First off, hopefully they don't like torture them. First off, or second off, I guess, I don't know. War's a rough time. But, you know, I don't think it's exactly great. I understand that Iran is apparently the largest sponsor of state-funded terrorism, but, you know, I don't think we're the global police. We shouldn't be the global police. Every time we try to be the global police, we mess something up somehow and just make things worse. We're getting a call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, did you hear where Trump said that the federal government can't pay for child care, can't pay for Medicare, can't pay for Medicaid, they can't pay for these social programs? The federal government has to deal with the wars, and that's what they should have to deal with. The state should take care of the rest of it, and the state needs to raise their taxes to take care of it. Have you heard that?
I did not hear that, but I did see Hegseth, I don't know how long ago, but he gave a speech saying something similar, saying that if Iran had not spent all these hundreds of billions of dollars on war and weapons, and instead spent it on the Iranian people, could you imagine how different a place Iran would be?
Yeah, well, the sad fact is Obama had a deal with them, and inspectors would come in and verify, you know. But Trump canceled that deal when he had his first term. So the only, you know, like the experts are talking, the only way to know for sure is they'll have the inspectors in there. And with Obama's deal, the inspectors got in there to view any place they wanted to see. So now, you know, that would be a good part of the deal that we could go in and inspect. But he tore up, he canceled the deal that Obama had that, you know, put independent inspectors in there to verify that they was doing what they said they was doing.
Well, I mean, I think that inspectors are always a good thing. I mean, it's hard to get things past the inspectors. They put, like, monitoring devices on the you know, things and whatnot. So, I mean, you know, and they do, like, actual in-person physical inspections every so often.
Well, but would have been a heck of a lot better than what Trump's, you know, doing now. And if they had nuclear weapons, I think they'd be shooting them off at Israel.
I don't think they would.
Oh, I think they would. Yeah.
Why would they do that? It wouldn't be of any benefit to them.
Those people are willing to die for their cause. I mean,
they would either,
like the kamikaze pilots in World War II from Japan.
They would either get nuked back, or there would definitely be a large-scale ground invasion. Like, those are the two options.
Well,
both of which end poorly for Iran.
They want the ground invasion. Because how many troops are we going to put in there?
Well, as of currently, there are 50,000
people in
their
military. That's not... There's 9 million people in the country, I think. And there's a million people in there. And you don't think they don't have the armed forces around the Strait of Hormuz and waiting for them?
Well,
we send in 20,000 people, they're going to cut them down like...
No, I'm not... If it was going to be a massive ground invasion, there's going to be a buildup of troops. I mean, 50,000 troops is going to be, like, just the beginning. I mean, there were, like, I mean... Now, I mean, obviously this isn't, like, World War II scale, but, I mean, in World War II, they were, like, you know, armies were, like, you would capture an army of, like, 250,000 people.
Well, 50,000 troops compared to a million, I mean, who's going to win? And they also know the territory. When our troops go in there, they ain't going to know the territory and the layout of things, you know. They know where they can lay low and ambush them. That's all we need is ground troops to go in there, and we have more women and men dying for no freaking reason.
Well, I'm not in support of a ground war. I'm just saying I'm not in support of a ground invasion. I'm anti-war in general. I'm just saying that, you know, if there were to be a ground invasion, there would be a lot more of a buildup of troops than the 50,000 currently deployed to the Middle East.
Well, the more you put in there, the more it's going to come back dead. It's going to take we're going to have a lot of casualties to do a ground war. We thought we would go over Vietnam and we was going to take care of that war in a short period of time. But you know, that didn't happen. You know, the Vietnamese, they knew the country and the layout and stuff like that, you know, and we bombed them too. But that didn't take care of things. Well, don't look like you're going to hear from Scott, does it?
Well, I mean, they got about 20 minutes before this hour wraps up. You know, if we hear from them, it's going to be awfully late.
Yeah, maybe they're having some problem.
I would imagine they're having some problem. I don't know.
Well,
what
maybe
would be,
some
though.
Other people call in voice and see whether they think ground troops are good, so we can just get a lot more boys killed.
Well, let's see.
Okay. Later.
Later. Alright, yeah, I mean, sure, if you were in support of the war in Iran, then yeah, go ahead and call in. If you think there should be a ground war, I'm interested to know as to why. You know, I guess the thing you always get is that they're the largest sponsor of state-funded terrorism. But I don't exactly think... Oh, well, we're getting a call here. Go ahead!
Hello.
How's it going?
Okay, I didn't want to talk about the war, so I just wanted to reiterate. What clues have we gotten so far?
Two, I think we've only gotten two, and they're just nothing to do with government, and basically nothing. It was basically just nothing to do. Oh, nothing political and nothing to do with government.
And so that means they wouldn't be at the courthouse or city hall or anything that has to do with city government then.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So what's he going to do when he does call in and give another clue, or is he going to remote broadcast from where they are?
They're going to remote broadcast. It looks like they're getting things set up now, actually. They're, the team viewer thing popped up, so we should,
Okay, I'll look over here then so you can get on with it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, yeah. So here, within some time, we should get the whole thing going. So yeah, the thing popped up. So we should be getting the call sometime soon here, I would think. Well, while we wait for that, I suppose we could. I don't know. It's weird to talk about the war in Iran while we're waiting for an Easter egg hunt. Yeah. I don't know. We could. What does Easter mean to you? I mean, that's always a good question, I guess. You know, I mean, it's interesting to hear what people have to say about things. We always just do basically the same. I mean, we do the Easter egg hunt, I guess, on Easter. But besides that, it's basically just another Thanksgiving. Yeah, we just kind of gather a bunch of people and eat food and have an Easter egg hunt. So it's good. I like food. Yeah. No, we used to go, we never went hunting. Oh, we're getting a call here. Go ahead.
Hey, Matt, we'll be connected here about 5 or 10 minutes.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Alright, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Alrighty, so it sounds like they probably are having problems there. You know, it's not, they'll be connected in 5 to 10 minutes. Well, you know. Well, we might get the show on the move at some point. Well, we're going to end up at, 10:50 here. So, you know, yeah. Well, okay, well, yeah, so back to Easter then. We never went hunting on Easter, but we used to go hunting on Thanksgiving. We used to go hunting on Thanksgiving morning, and we'd hunt, we'd go rabbit hunting. We went pheasant hunting one year, but we went rabbit hunting usually out back. My grandparents have woods, so we would just go out back and hunt rabbits. Yeah, so, I mean, that was always good. Now, I would do the same thing on Easter, but I'd have to actually look into the... I have the hunting regulations. I have to look and see what's even in season right now. Because this season's just about over. I mean, I know deer season's over, so I don't know what all you can hunt right now. But, yeah. I mean, I know squirrel season usually starts in September. You know, it's too cold to hunt squirrel in September. A lot of the... Well, I don't know. I guess it's not that bad usually. But, yeah. I mean, you gotta wear the camouflage anyways. You know, you gotta tack on the layers. So, I guess it's not that bad. Or not camouflage. No. It's gonna be gun season. You want the orange. Camouflage is for bows. If you're hunting with guns and it's gun season, you should wear orange. Yeah. Otherwise, dangerous. But yeah, nonetheless, I guess it's always good. I like hunting. Haven't been hunting. I didn't go hunting this year at all. We went hunting a couple of times last year. Went fishing a lot last year, though. Fishing's good, too. I gotta get me a boat. My uncle has a boat. We go out fishing sometimes. That's always good. You catch a lot better fish on boats. You know, you're in the middle of the pond or wherever you're at. We go to Delaware a lot. But, yes, nonetheless, within the next, well, like 3 to 7 minutes, I guess, we're going to get a phone call, or a, not a phone call, a team viewer thing here. I think it's a team viewer. Anyways, we're going to get a call here. But it'll be good. So, I don't really know, like I said, what the prize is. But, I do believe nobody even claimed the prize from last year. There was a winner. But I don't think they... I mean, maybe they didn't hear who it was. But, yeah, there was a thing. 1 second. It's, loading? Oh, there you go. Can you hear me?
We are here, Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio, broadcasting from our undisclosed location, 46 minutes past 10 o'clock on this Friday morning. Matt, can you hear me okay back there in the studio?
Yeah, sounds good.
I hope so.
Can you hear me?
Hopefully we're coming over the air okay at this point. Well, we are at our undisclosed location. I'm here with 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, we finally made it, and we're out and about.
Yes, we are.
You know, we had a little technical glitch there, but I think we might have worked our way through it.
Well, good.
Thank goodness for that. Here we are on the precipice of Easter, Mary Ellen. It's Good Friday. What does Easter mean to you?
Well, it's a very important holiday, you know, to think about the crucifixion and everything that took place. And it's kind of a sad situation, really.
You know, it's still one of those holidays where people dress up, people get together, and that's a very nice thing in and of itself.
Yes, that's right. It is.
Why do you think, as a society, we don't dress up as much as maybe we once did?
I know. We've gotten, I think, a little lazy. I think we need to dress up more.
I like seeing when people are dressed up. I think it shows up better in pictures years from now, cameras, so on and so forth.
Yes, I agree.
Now, I also want to mention Sean Kraft is with us here. Sean, you just checked us out. How are we sounding?
Sounding perfectly.
All right. Well, we're going to give our first clue so people can start searching for us. We are in a place right now with a lot of flowers and balloons. We are sitting amongst flowers and balloons. What do you think, Mary Ellen?
I think that's about right.
Yeah. I think all I can see from where I'm sitting right now, more or less, is flowers, are our flowers and balloons.
That's right. I see a few other things, but I won't say what they are.
We'll let people know as they go along. So now people, wherever they are, they can start searching for us here on WGH Talk, and hopefully you'll be able to find us. Because we have our Easter eggs with us here, and we want to enter people in the big contest, Mary Ellen.
I know. I hope they do find us.
Because that big mystery prize is going to be something I think people will enjoy, certainly this time of year.
Okay.
I hope so.
Yeah. What is it? What's the prize?
It's a mystery right now.
Oh, is it a mystery? Yeah. Well, I don't know what it is, so evidently.
Well, this is a whole day filled of mystery today. But I think we finally made it. We had a little trouble this morning on the time frame, but we finally made it to where we needed to be.
Yes, I was all over the place.
Well, it's okay. It's, you know, it's Good Friday, and I can see, here's another hint for people where we are. People are definitely out in the community.
They're doing their job, yeah.
They certainly are. And there are a lot of people out, a lot of cars, a lot of movement, and a lot of noise where we are right now.
Yes, and I'm fascinated.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see how long it will take Matt to get to where we are.
Okay.
This is another one of those interesting, I did not know we were going to be set up in this particular area until I came in this morning.
Oh, interesting. It's a good area.
It's not a bad area to be. And somebody also stopped by and said hello to you already, Mary Ellen.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
It's very nice to be out and about in the community, and we are in the Marion community. I guess there's another hint that people can stop by and see what we're doing.
I know. It's always fun.
You know, I think Easter for kids is such a great thing. They get up Easter morning. The Easter Bunny has come to visit them. The eggs are hidden all over the place. It's just a great thing.
And there's the chocolate Easter Bunny.
What is your favorite candy at Easter?
I would say the chocolate Easter Bunny.
Now, do you like white chocolate or dark chocolate?
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate. You know, white chocolate has become very popular in recent years.
No, I like to see the real stuff. Yeah.
You know, and also from where we are right now, we can see a lot of candy.
I know. I see a lot of things. Yeah.
So last year, we were at the grave of the Gypsy Queen on this day. And today we are, I would say, in a completely different type of place.
Yes, it isn't anything like where we were last year.
No, and no chance of us getting rained on at all where we are today.
No, we won't get rained on here.
Thank goodness for that. Now, Sean, what is your favorite part of Easter?
Candy. I like the Reese's Cups eggs.
You know, I am just not a fan of peanut butter.
Really?
No.
I love peanut butter.
Another thing that's very popular at Easter are those Cadbury eggs, which I think is a British company.
Oh, is it? Yeah, well, I like the marshmallow eggs, too. Chocolate with marshmallow.
Do you like the Peeps? I know a lot of Peeps are sold.
Yeah, I like the Peeps, yeah.
People love the candy, and there is candy that is only specific to Easter. Peeps would be one of those. The Reese's peanut butter eggs have become very popular, let's say, over the last 30 to 40 years.
I know, yeah. I'm not a favorite of the peanut butter either.
Me either. I don't know why, but I can eat it, but it's not something that I'm ever really hungry for.
Well, I like it by itself, but I don't want it in anything,
yeah.
You know.
Well, and I think that's the way with me. You know, I like things like, I can have a Buckeye now and again, and things like that. But the people who sit there and eat peanut butter, there's no way I could ever do that.
Oh, well, I can sit and just eat peanut butter. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a peanut butter sandwich to me is not something that's fun.
Well, I like the plain peanut butter. Just peanut butter.
Do you have a favorite brand that you like?
Not really.
Just anything?
Yeah.
You know, there isn't a whole lot of difference, I don't think, in the peanut butter brands anymore. You used to really taste the difference in peanut butter, but I don't think it's that way anymore.
I'm trying to think of what brand I have. What are the brands? Can you think of them?
Well, they have Jif, and they have Peter Pan, and they have, what are some of the, Jif and Peter Pan are the two that I can come up with. I think Reese's has a brand now.
Jif. See, Jif?
I said Jif.
Oh, okay, Jif. Yeah, Smucker's, I think, has them.
Smucker's? Now, primarily, they're in the jelly business.
And jelly has become very expensive.
You know, so many things have become expensive in this day and age. How do you think that's going to impact this Easter holiday?
Well, I think people are going to still buy groceries because they have to eat, and I think they'll still pay for whatever they have to have, you know.
Yeah, I mean, eventually you've got to eat, so. Yeah. And I think the Easter Bunny has to come and visit, and I think parents know that to a pretty high degree at this point, so you got to do what you got to do.
I know, and those Easter egg hunts are so much fun.
They really are, and that's a big part of the White House, of course, is the big White House Easter egg roll, which I think happens a few days before Easter.
Yes. Well, it's a huge event. There's just millions of children at that event.
What was it like to attend that event when you were in Washington?
Well, yeah, you know, I could look out of my window at Treasury and watch the people go by with their little carts and everything with children in them. And there was just an enormous amount of traffic and people and children and everybody having a great time.
Certainly were. And How many Easter eggs would you say are used at that White House Easter egg roll?
Well, I don't have any idea. There's just a million things that you can do while you're there. I mean, there's so many little attractions for the children. Other than that, there's just everything going on at once.
You know, it is. It's a big fancy dress up. It's a cake. Now, are people who work inside the administration, do they get any special treatment in the White House Easter egg roll?
I don't think so.
I wonder where that all started and who that started with.
I don't know. I don't.
Been going on for many years, that's for sure. Now, again, this is WGH Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live from an undisclosed location on this Good Friday, 2026. And again, we do want to say that we are glad to be out here today. And we came on the air about 15 minutes ago, and hopefully people are now starting to wonder where we might be and maybe en route to where we are. We just felt a nice breeze. We could say that, Mary Ellen.
Yes, there is a breeze.
A nice breeze that blew by where we're sitting at this particular point. So we're all here and we're all ready, and excitement is upon us, and we'll see how many people find us and how many people get entered into this big contest that we've got going on today. Now, it could be like Las Vegas, and if nobody finds us, I guess the house wins.
Okay.
One of those things. You know what is so interesting where we are? I'm looking outside right now, and the traffic is immense.
Yes, there's many, many people coming in and out.
You know, I think so many people are trying to get ready for the Easter holiday. It's really a production, much like Christmas or Thanksgiving or anything of that nature.
Yes, people have big dinners, ham usually.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and I prefer turkey to ham, so ham's, but ham's okay.
Yeah, I prefer ham to turkey.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just something to me about ham. I don't know. It's just a heavier meat.
Oh, okay.
Now, I wonder if Matt is caught in any traffic on his route to this location.
Well, he could be.
He certainly very well could be. Now, we're going to take a break here at 11 o'clock, and we'll come back at the quarter hour from our undisclosed location. But if anybody appears in that amount of time, we will say hello, and hey, you might draw an Easter egg and be our big winner today in the contest, and we do have a prize for the winner. So that is great. On this April 3rd, 2026, WGH broadcast of Mystery Location Prize Contest. And I see an Easter bunny just behind you there, Mary Ellen.
Oh, yeah, he's cute.
So it's good that we've got the Easter bunny right here with us.
Yeah, I saw baby cheetahs on television this morning. There was four of them, and they were so cute.
You know, the stories about animals in the zoo are always eye-catching, and I think that's why they still make the news.
Yes, well, they were, I don't know how old they were, but they weren't very old, and boy, were they cute.
I bet that's true. I know people love to see a story of an animal,
yeah.
And of course, our own Columbus Zoo has become one of the great zoos of the world.
Yes, it is.
People come from all over the country. And some of our zoo directors, like Jack Hanna, have become national personalities.
Yes, he was terrific at the zoo.
You know, Jack Hanna was always an interesting interview because his mind went in about 10,000 different directions. And when you were talking, you were never sure if your question got answered, but he certainly talked a lot.
Yes, and he really knew his animals, too.
He definitely knew what was going on. We're coming up on a break here, WGH Talk Radio. We'll be back in 15 minutes. See if you can find where we are.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted the M, so Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm to me.
Marla,
and so I don't know. That's why it was successful, but it was successful. So.
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
And there's two Marlas.
Oh, there is another Marla.
Yeah, Danny's